Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dove Knight, and again, I wanted to talk about my music, what's going on with me in relation to the music I made or helped make, and philosophy. You know, I want to play this song before we get. I hope you like it.
I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed exams and I didn't feel bright.
You know, that was Tragedy Is Not What I Am. It's on my Matters Part 2 CD. The reason why I've written that Tragedy Is Not What I Am, it was a rock song. You know, I was in a rock, you know, I was a rock and roller as well as a pop singer. I had written that song because I've been through so many obstacles. It's, you know, it's like I'm kind of like a person who is trying to find thyself on this planet. And unfortunately, through my life, I had to go through experiences. And even now, of really realizing where I should go and where I should be in a positive manner. And Tragedy was just about, you know, obstacles of making music. I was rejected by a lot of people who, at times, you know, made fun of me, put me down, didn't take me seriously. And having ambitions in music, having ambitions in education, having ambitions to be somebody, even now, I find the parallel, unfortunate circumstances where others want to hinder or try to undermine my potential through jealousy or envy or negativity. And that's why I written that song at the time, because I was going through so many hardships. You know, I was making music, I was performing, and I wasn't getting anywhere where people were telling me to stop. And even telling me too that music is a hobby. It's not. As I told you in previous broadcasts, I made music for the world. It's on sale for them to listen to and to buy, and to express thyself with the entire world. My music belongs to the world. It belongs to you. It belongs to America. It belongs to Europe. It belongs to everybody who want to listen to it and buy it, because I am an artist that belongs to the world. I'm an intellectual that belongs to the world. Because I realized that through the tribulations and obstacles that I go through, which were so many. I mean, I was practically homeless at one time, and I was so much suffering that when I written that song, it was just expressing the struggles of what I was going through, but also to note that everything would be okay, because I didn't come on this earth to be a tragedy. I came on this earth to be a winner. And everybody's a winner. I try to respect everybody publicly. Privately, I have my own life like anyone else, but I'm on this planet to be me. And I feel it's not fair for me or anyone to be subjected to any envy or motive that's negative all because I want to expand my horizons and be a success in the creative industry in Hollywood, or to expand my horizons in education, and to expand my horizons on trying to find out where I am on this earth. No one should be hindered. That's why I written Tragedy Is Not What I Am, because I'm not. It's a rock song because I was a rock and roller. And I wanted to say that, you know, singing the song is good, but writing the song is just another extension. You know, producing, playing is just another extension. I've been a broadcast music or BMI songwriter for years. I had all my songs registered with BMI. I had the copyright, you know, because, you know, it was part of the expression of making sure that I can, you know, since I had no money, that I can be aware that I didn't know anything about the business side of music until later. And then I realized I had to make sure that that's my song that I co-written. So that's what it is. Because no one's a tragedy. Everybody's positive. I try to express things on those terms because while life, I always express positivity in every way, shape, or form. I also tell the truth about what's going on. You know, I did shows with people and that we were just jamming for fun. But for me, it was just another extension for me to become a professional recording artist. I did open mics in West Hollywood where I sang. I was in bands in Hollywood. I was in the Valley. I was in this little jam band. You know, we played 3 hours and made a few dollars. I was on public access with a jam band. And I was screaming live and lights. I was like AC/DC and Axl Rose. And, you know, Robert Plant. I was having fun. But that was a long time ago. It was just an extension of thyself. Because I have to be who I need to be in order to be the person that I need to. Because positivity is the key to understanding thyself. It's like being a leader. But really, a leader is not really necessarily someone who, on a spiritual and a philosophical tone, who leads others. It's about someone who leads themselves. Because, you know, it's about finding thyself and being true to myself. And that's the most important thing. Because love of thyself and being true to oneself is more important before you can do anything. Or don't love yourself, or you don't, if you're not true to yourself, you cannot love or be true to anyone else. Just like with leaders, whoever become a leader, they have to be true to themselves before they can lead to another person, and they have to want to. And that's how it is with me with music. It's about leading thyself to a career medium that's so important. There were times also, because I wrote the song Tragedy Is Not What I Am, my own pessimistic thoughts. You know, it's like, should I continue? I've been doing this for years, you know. You know, the struggle of making music, the struggle of doing it, but I decided I had to continue. Because it's about being thyself, being positive. So that's why I've written that song. It's overcoming obstacles. And that's what life is all about, being positive, enjoying life, but also overcoming obstacles and being a better person than we were before. And for me, that's what it is, overcoming obstacles and being a better person than I was before. Because the sunshine is always there. It's always upon us pretty much all the time. But on this earth that's indifferent, I also learned through my own tribulations that there are sometimes going to be dark clouds. And dark clouds come, and that's a time to grow and to persist, because the dark clouds will go away for the sunshine to come out. The sunshine is always there. It always comes out most of the time. And I truly, that's how I am. I'm positive. I believe everything will be okay. I'm destined to be something that's positive. Live life on my own terms as a creator. and as an intellectual. And that's how I become who I need to be. No matter what happens, no matter what limitations happen in the future, whatever happens, it should be positive. Positivity is where get me to the next plane, because that's what it is, and that's why I make music. Now, I played this song, I released a song, that I written. It's called, I Really Want to Get to Know You.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
And most importantly, as a person who enjoyed talking to you on this podcast, I say thank you for listening. You know, I Really Want to Get to Know You. It's a song. What's the meaning of the song? It's about just finding the right, seeing someone that I really want to be hang around. It could be love relationship or friendship, whatever. And, really, it's really about love. Love, you find someone you fall for, attractive, or whatever, you go for them because you tell them you really want to get to know them. I hope to be releasing a new song. The song is, it's called I Want You. And that's my own unique style. And I would say that it was a joy to make because it was my own unique style. And it's a great way to sing. I sang it at a time where I, being a pop and rock singer, was trying to understand the method of vocalizing. And I sang it in my own unique style, which is so important to me. Now, I know when people hear that song, they're going to be like, they have their own opinions. But I say it was great singing and great songwriting. It's a little bit different than the other pop songs I made, but it's great. It's a great song to do. And it's great because I love to express myself through singing and writing songs. If you have any questions about anything I say on this podcast, you can contact me at DOVENEEDSLOVE22 Twitter. Or, contact the broadcaster that's connected to this podcast, and I will get back to you. you know, creating is part of who I am. It really is. It's about just understanding where I'm going. One of the ways I understand with creativity is spontaneity. Just come up with something right on the spot, or just be inspired by something that's greater than I am to be able to create. But also the other part of my destiny is to understand it intellectually and to understand through the mind that wisdom is surely a testament to experience and time to understand the difference about what's right for me and what's wrong for me. And a lot of times that's just in general. To be positive and maybe become a better person, it takes time. And that's why time brings things, and it does bring wisdom. And I say that because I love to do what I need to do. Here's another song that I made. I written. It's called I Really Want to Be With You. It's called I Really. You can find it on the album Matters Part 2 and Doves Rock and Pop album. Doves and Rock Pop album has all this, so really look at that. You see the gold cover, look up Dove Knight, DoveNight, and you'll find it. You know the most important thing about making pop music or dance music or rock music is to expand thyself in the realms of creativity. But also to know that despite whatever is going on around me, to try to do the best to expand myself. And again, I have to say that music is a professional level. I went BMI and ASCAP. Those are songwriting organizations. I have released this to the public. I release videos. It's there for you to enjoy. And I hope you truly enjoy. I have 9 videos on Vivo. You can look up DoveNight, Dove Knight Vivo. The philosophy around all this is just part of creativity. But the whole general purpose is just to communicate and feel good and to expand thyself. And it's to show that no matter what limitations or whatever I'm going through, I continue to be positive. To know that things, and they do, always change for the better. Because in life, everything eventually changes. Things don't stay the same. I know I'm not the same as I was 10 years ago. I can't bring back 1999 or 2002. Because those years, I was not as aware as I am now about the wisdom of life. Because I truly believe that life, as we get older, we get wiser with the actions and the situations that we go through. For me, that is true, not just in general, but also in creativity, because I realize that I have to expand. Yes, keep an open mind, but the open mind has to be with the present and with the future. Understanding the past is interesting and good to understand what's going on in the present. but to know that the past is over, that the present is a continuous to be a better person, to be a better person in the future. But these podcasts is about being creative, because I'm an entertainer, all right, entertainer. I'm not no preacher. I'm nothing like that. That's a religious situation. I am a person, a creative person, entertainer of the spoken word, as well as the written word, through creative, different forms of creativity, singing, songwriting, as well as speaking. That's what is part of my destiny, a good destiny, for you to understand. Whoever listens to this, realize that your destiny and what you do is going to be great, because we are all on this planet to be somebody, whether it's little or not. And I try to do what I need to do to understand by continuously expressing thyself, trying to be positive, but also be blunt and tell the truth. Because if I don't tell the truth, it would not be possible for me to communicate, but also to be aware of other people's feelings at the same time of expressing thyself on this podcast. And it's a joy to do this. And again, thank you for listening. Here's another song that is why. About love songs, you know, love songs is so positive. If you like to listen to that, it's on Dove's Rock and Pop's album, and Matters Part 2 has all that, and also the singles. I also realized that making or doing music costs money. It really does without a major label. Being an indie label, I find out that I have to really do a lot on my own to create, but money aside, creativity is beyond money. And lately I've been using the keyboard just to make melodies of new songs to make. And speaking of creativity, I hope to release either in video form or a song that I've written called I Do Love You, but we will see. What I mean by that is that it may take some time, maybe released later this year or next year. Definitely by early next year, so I'll let you know. And thank you again for listening to this podcast, because Dove Knight is who I am, one part of the creative process. being a podcast spokesperson, but also being an entertainer who sings and writes. Also, I write books. You can get my books, Stuff Night Songs, they're available. Talk about the experiences that I had in relation to the songs. Like when I talked about earlier with Tragedy Is Not What I Am, but also with That Is Why I Fell in Love with You, the song you just heard. Those are songs that I have released, and the stories about them and what do they mean. You know, as important as I say that I really do appreciate every one of you. Again, I know I say it over and over again, but creative person is a privilege. It's a privilege. And I also get reminded, you know, that when I make music for the masses and when I create, somebody told me it's not about how many people that I get in contact with or who listen. It's about creating thyself, because if I can make a difference with one person or one person listens to understand positivity and understand from my viewpoint of what creativity is, then that's good. And to all you creators out there, go for it, no matter what happens. Continue to dream and continue to believe. That's why, no matter what the obstacles are. Even if it's kind of like, even if I'm drowning in the sea and there's a bunch of sharks around me, and I continue to believe that dreams will come true, that I will live to be able to sing and write, I continue to dream and believe and, despite being in a dark situation. And that's what carried me through. Because positivity means enjoying the triumphs of hard work and persisting, but also keep having a faith that move mountains. Move mountains mean just continue to believe in spite of the indifference on this planet or whatever is going on. If I'm in a hole and I'm bound the earth, I continue to believe that things will be okay. And I have to, because that's how we live, being positive and continue to dream. And that is all I have to say for now. If you have any questions, you can contact me at Dove Needs Love 22 Twitter, at DoveNeedsLove 22. Again, my music is out there for you to enjoy, to listen to, and you can consider buying it because it's out there for you to buy. I always say, may all your dreams come true, like I hope mine come true, because we all deserve to be happy, because we are all destined to be somebody, little or a lot. No matter what size, it's not about what, how big of a reward, it's not about the size of success, it's about just believing and making an effort to do something that's positive, something that we can believe in. We all deserve to be happy and positive on this planet, because we only have one life to live. I only have one life to live. So I'm going to make the best out of it by being as positive as possible. Yes, I'm a human being, and being a human being is about understanding thyself. But I'm a creator. I am a creator. Yes, I'm intellectual too. I got to use my mind to understand where I'm going, but I need to create to help, to expand thyself. And hopefully you can be able to create too. And whatever dream or whatever vision that you wish that's positive, may it come true. Good day, good night from Dove Night.